Welcome back to a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. Here's your guest lineup for today. John Keim will join us at 7:40. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980. He'll be on the show in just over an hour. That's at 8:20.
That's and the colleague check-in, Cakes.
That is right. And scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock is Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders, fresh off a victory last night in Cincinnati.
So here's the deal. Like, this is what I envisioned in this sense. And they kind of murdered me in week one, and I blame Kingsbury.
Okay.
Is that I said, just, they're not going to be blown out. They're going to be competitive because Jaden's going to make them competitive. They're just not gonna, they're going to be in every game. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be hard to win with that defense.
Sure.
We just have to, let's put some cold water on our faces and realize this defense is atrocious.
Yeah,
but
bad.
The offense, if they keep, I mean, they basically played a perfect game yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was pretty close to perfect. You score in every possession. So you're not going to get that every week. But by and large, we're going to be competitive every week.
Right.
And I almost wish I could get my money back for the week. I could get a refund on the week one. No. No blowout bit.
Okay.
Because we did get kind of blown out in that game, but this is what I expected.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I expected.
And the offense,
a competitive football team.
The offense is going to need to keep pace because next week they face Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. Like the same connection you saw from Burrow to Chase last night, you're going to see that again next week.
Correct.
So that's going to be a weekly thing.
That should be up and down. That game should be up and down.
You would think.
Now, the good news is they've only got one win, but, you know, they've played the Bills, Rams, and the Lions.
And they hung close with the Lions. They just couldn't score a lot against them. They'll be able to score against the Commanders.
They scored 28 against the Bills. They scored 41 against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Lions, they had a dud. They only scored 13.
Yeah.
So there's some hope there.
They're not on the level of Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Oh, I don't think that they're
Kyler
on that level,
Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr., anybody not on the same level.
The bigger point is,
but they
you
can
don't
still
need
put
them
up
they're
numbers.
Good enough to against score
the secondary.
Just.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I said I made a mistake in our parlay because in week one, I said I'm always going to pick a top receiver against the Commanders' corners, and I'll just pick a top receiver every week in the touchdown parlay, whoever's facing the Commanders. And I didn't do that this week.
Yep.
And I should have.
I bet you'll do it next week.
I
bet you're going to put MHJ in
that
Cakes parlay.
Well, Cakes did. Cakes, you had Chase.
Last night?
Yeah, didn't you?
That was just in our Monday night parlay.
The Monday night parlay.
I picked Chase. I picked Chase.
Oh, you picked Chase.
Okay. Yeah.
Chase actually was short on the receptions. He went under the 6.5.
Yeah. He was only targeted 7 times. I thought it was going to be 10, 12, 14 targets.
Too.
Thank God. The other thing I do really, this is not shtick. We're going to send a gift basket to Ryan Poles.
Yeah,
okay?
He deserves it.
And I think, I was talking to Drive By during a break, I think we want to get the listeners involved.
Yeah.
If you want to contribute items to throw in there.
Sure.
We need a gift basket. It's going to have to be pretty big.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what we want to put in. I mean, I definitely am going to buy some nail polish and some of that stuff.
Right.
You know, just keep drafting quarterbacks that are more interested in their nail color than everything else. So keep doing that. But if you want to throw anything you want to throw chocolates in there, maybe you want to throw some flowers, maybe Starbucks gift, whatever you want.
I mean, we don't want to be disrespectful, do we?
Oh,
well,
I don't mind being. I don't mind being disrespectful.
Maybe a tad.
I don't mind. I have no problem. But whatever you want to put in the gift basket.
Sure.
And then we're going to put it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wrap it. Mike Marr's going to drive it over to UPS. And we're going to just
send it over.
We're going to film the whole thing. And we're going to send it to the Bears.
You think there's any chance he actually opens it? You think it actually makes it to his desk?
Because to get through PR. Probably not.
Probably open it. They might want like a Starbucks gift card or something.
Maybe they will
throw in a Hoop Yeti or something.
Yeah, wouldn't want all those things?
Maybe you're a Stanley that you're walking around
with. My Solheim Cup Stanley.
Yeah, wash it first, of course.
Yeah. No, we are doing, that is a fact. That is happening.
Because Ryan Poles gifted the Commanders with Jaden Daniels. And thank you again for that.
Right.
It's much appreciated.
Getting a quarterback, it's obvious, is just the biggest factor in the NFL. You can talk about coaches and GMs.
You can compete if you've got the guy at quarterback.
It's one of the few true things that Ron Rivera said, and then he backed off when he was asked, why aren't you where the other teams are and turning this team around? And he said, quarterback.
Yeah.
And then he had to backtrack off of it.
Yeah,
but that's what it comes down to.
Ron Rivera could screw this up. Okay. Jaden's great. I wouldn't trust Ron to develop them and everything else. He'd change plans.
Yeah, because he wouldn't
like
have
3 weeks in.
He wouldn't have an OC like Kingsbury. He would have.
I don't know. I don't know.
Have Bienemy or have someone worse.
Yeah, I mean Bienemy, the biggest fraud in the history.
But I mean, you saw they flashed up the amount of quarterbacks that have thrown to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Jaden Daniels, it was 12.
I mean, that's a shockingly high number.
Yeah, I mean, guys have been crazy? There 4 or 5 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bang on some of these calls. Let's go to, let me see here. I love seeing, see what winning does?
It's huge.
You know how we have to grind out shows after losses or in the offseason when everybody sucks?
Now everyone wants to talk about it.
Yeah. Yep.
Misery Mondays stink.
Terrible Tuesdays stink. Triumphant Tuesday, much better.
Much, much better.
Let's go to Hunter. King George. Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Hunter.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Lifelong fan, lifelong listener, self-proclaimed youngest Chunkies P1 in the area. Been listening to y'all for my whole life.
Nice.
Man.
How old are you?
How old are you now? What are you, about 40?
30. 30.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at the Junks versus the Big O and Dukes kickball game. Used to listen to y'all like in my room on like,
a sore spot
little, like,
for EB.
Yeah, yeah, that's when Eric whiffed.
Yeah.
I remember, but you know, the win last night, that's something that turns a guy like that into a fan again, you know. It energizes the fan base. You know, the defense was hectic. You know, it is what it is. But Jaden went out there and he did what we've been craving. You know, he did exactly what we wanted him to do. He got it done when it mattered. With the game, when the game was on the line, the slide was silly. He's teachable. He's coachable, obviously.
He's very coachable.
He's a punchline.
That's a great point.
Time,
he's very coachable.
Year in and year out. And now we're the ones setting records, baby. I got one thing to say. Jaden Daniels, who let the dogs out? Jaden Daniels, who let the dogs out? Hail to the Redskins, baby. Whoa!
All right. Thank you, Hunter.
Hey, our pal John Kincaid.
That's the call of the day right there.
Our pal John Kincaid, who's now a host back in Philadelphia, he was in Atlanta for a while, but now he's back in Philly where he's from, responded to a tweet. I just put Jaden Daniels is blank.
What do you say?
A legit concern.
Right.
And he put fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The rest of the division, the rest of the league.
For is
think about how
him.
Much better he's playing than the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts looked very mediocre.
I mean, he threw
this past
for a bunch
weekend.
Of yards, and he's down his best receiver, but he's turning the ball over.
How's Dak? I mean, I know the team's struggling, but how's Dak doing overall?
Gaudy numbers, empty stats.
Yeah, he's leading the league in passing yardage, but, you know, they're 1-2.
You know what? So through 3 weeks, Jaden Daniels, best quarterback in the NFC
That's
East.
What I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, I don't think there's getting
is
at.
Is Daniel Jones number two? He had a bad first week.
With Malik Nabers to throw to, it definitely elevates him. It doesn't hurt his chances. I'll say that.
The script is flipped.
Hey,
but Jaden Daniels is numero uno right now.
Mark, can you find my board where I had Jaden number one? I just want to put it on the camera.
You should just hold it in front of your face the whole show.
I just want to have my board where I had Jaden the number one quarterback.
I think
then the one with Jason with Drake May number one, put that over in front of him.
I have Caleb one.
I think I have Caleb. Yeah. Hey, can I change mine and just scrub the internet of any pictures?
You know what? I'm going to turn that into a t-shirt. It's just my board.
Yeah. You holding your board?
or just
the board?
Or like it's like a criminal photo or something, you know?
Like a mugshot?
Yeah, like a mugshot where you hold your plate or your,
that's
your
gonna be my
prison ID number or whatever.
And then I'm going to make one of Jason's face holding Drake May.
You have to hold it standing straight on and then another to the side.
Yeah. And I don't take a good profile, believe me. I don't even take a good straight
What's
on.
What's your good side?
I don't have one anymore. I used to be. Used to be an 8 case. Let's go to James in Richmond. James, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man. Jaden Daniels is a different animal, man. My frat brother is Ryan Clark, and I told him during the draft, I was like, Caleb Williams is not the number one quarterback in the draft. Jaden is just like, yeah, breath of fresh air. Also, our rookie left tackle, last night he was doing his thing. Seen him get a couple of pancakes. I know that if our defense can do anything, get a little bit better, we're going to be a problem. And Jaden is probably the best quarterback in the NFC East after 3 weeks.
Like, after 3 weeks, for sure.
And at the end of the day, when you look at all the teams, we had a rough start against the Bucks, but when you look at the 3 weeks, which team do you feel more confident in? I feel more confident in our team out of the NFC East.
I just don't feel confident in our defense.
The Cowboys defense sucks. The Philly defense sucks. So, I mean, we kind of like in the same boat, but I think we got the best
James,
offense.
But James,
the
great thing is the defense is fixable. They found the quarterback. The most important thing, they found the quarterback.
But it's not, I don't know if it's fixable this year.
No, I'm not saying it's fixable.
Oh, before. Down the road, yeah.
If we could go try to find Xavier Howard and bring him in, play corner, maybe. He's out there still, so if we could go snatch him up.
Hey, James.
They might be looking.
James, I know that Jaden is a star. He's a star. He's the key. But how do you like the other weapons? They're pretty good, don't you think?
Hey, man, we strapped on. I mean, people was like, we ain't have wide receivers. We got wide receivers. We got tight ends. We got two dynamic running backs. We're going to be a problem. And when that linebacker come back, McGee, I think our linebacking core going to be a whole lot better once he gets back on the field.
That's a rookie.
I don't have
right?
the same confidence in the linebacking core.
By the way, I would think going forward, at least in the next week or two, depending on what happens with Eckler, I think you're going to see more Jaden running. You're going to see more rushing. Sprinkled in without Eckler in the backfield.
How many carries does he have this year? About 35?
Who, Jaden?
Yes.
I'll have to look at his game log.
The other thing that's so impressive is him just going between the tackles and just knowing he's going to get murdered. And just he doesn't have any fear. And that, you know,
he's got 38 carries.
There's a downside to that, but that skinny kid has so much courage.
Yep.
It's just amazing.
He's got 16, 10, and 12 carries. He's a double digit every week carry
Eckler
guy.
Eckler being out, that's pretty big.
It's impactful.
He is. That's Jake said big. It exactly right. He's not washed.
It's definitely
everyone
not
said he's washed is a liar.
Whatever.
You guys are fake news.
That high ankle that was hampering him last year. Clearly, he's past that.
Yeah. Right. And Zach Ertz is still he's still got something. I don't know how long he can stay healthy, but he's still got something. So those signings have been. Massive.
Any buyout offered on the total rushing yards between Eckler and Brian Robinson?
We can revisit it if you want. Like I'm revisiting.
He's actually only 90 back.
I'm revisiting my board right now and switching numbers here.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm switching
Cakes
the one.
Is cheating.
And, switching the one and the two here.
I have pictures, EB.
I don't know how Caleb's
on our Instagram page.
Look at that, Jaden won. There's a one next to Jaden, not a two anymore.
I actually disrespected Caleb.
That's unbelievable.
I put Penix ahead of him, knowing that Penix wasn't even going to play for a while. Mm. I love my board.
your board looks pretty good right now.
Got two guys board. Who won't play this year, but JJ. And who knows, what are they going to do if Sam Darnold continues to play like he did this year? JJ going to sit next year?
Yeah.
He might.
You don't bench likely. A guy who's playing great.
Probably going to re-sign him.
Bench him.
They're not worrying about that right now.
Yeah.
They're going week to week.
Let's go to Henry in D.C. Henry, what's up, buddy? Celebrate. Take your clothes off.
What's up, Henry?
Pig, whatever you want to do. Drink. Henry?
All right.
Henry couldn't handle it.
Didn't work.
Hey, what happened to you, Porky Piggin, today?
I'm just a little tired. I haven't had sleep.
You knew that wasn't going to happen.
There's pants off. Come on.
I've done it before.
Come on, take them off.
I'm tired.
Let's see those undies.
I don't.
You got skid marks?
No. No, but I did fart. This is a funny story. I was at BMW Fairfax yesterday. They were unbelievable. That got me taken care of. But in the meantime, I was in that beautiful waiting area, and I was sitting on a hard chair, and it was like literally packed. It's 25 people in there. And I thought I could sneak one.
Oh, no.
And I ripped the loudest fart in my chair in a full room.
What you did?
Did you look around? I didn't know. I just didn't move.
People are definitely staring, though. They know where it came from.
I'm going to try.
Was it smelly, too?
Smelly.
What are you doing?
Like I had a bad, like something's wrong with my gut. Yeah. I don't know, man. I thought I could sneak one, and I ripped a loud one on a hard chair.
That's dangerous.
In a crowded room.
Don't you know you can't try on a hard surface?
That's poor etiquette.
Did you notice anybody looking at you?
I looked at the guy next to me a little bit like this. And he had earphones in.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Noise cancellers.
And I had earphones in, too, and I just acted like nothing happened.
Like it.
And I...
Like that denial.
I did that.
Very nice. All right, it is a triumphant Tuesday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines, celebrating the massive Commanders Monday Night Football win. Don't forget, coming up at 7:40, we'll be joined by John Keim from ESPN.com here on The Fan.